Okay. So, finally, moving on, and really moving on to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, the fundamental question is, we've said that theoretically it is prohibited to do business with idolaters on their holidays, in anticipation of the holiday, after the holiday, 1 day, 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, etc. Putting aside what we've seen already extensively in Tosfos, of why Bizman Azeb, we don't worry about these Isurim, what does the Gemara want to know? The Gemara wants to know, okay, but let's say you did. Let's say you did. It happens. It happens. It shouldn't happen. You should not violate Isurim. Don't do it. But let's say you did. So now what? Now you're contrite. Right? Contrite. We're good. 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 We're all learning new words.
You're stuck. You've done it already. You can't go back. Is that what it meant? Contrite.
No. Now you are contrite, meaning you feel repentant. You feel.
Oh, better?
Right, you regret it.
Oh.
No, you regret it, right? Meaning, look, if a guy's a Rasha, he violates
like
the Isser.
You done messed up.
What else would you do other than embarrass yourself?
Look, if someone already violates Isserim, they're not coming to the rabbi to ask, by the way, I did business with a non-Jew because I couldn't care less about halacha, and now I want to know. If I use it now, am I violating again? I want to know because I really like violating Isurim. So I just want to know, am I doing it again?
You didn't care about a lot, you wouldn't go past that second question.
Right. So I'm assuming that the guy is now contrite, right? And he says, you know, I shouldn't have done that. What do I do? So that's what the Gemara's question is. So, Yosef, since you wanted me to call on you.
Yes.
There you go. All I'm right. calling on you. Yosef requested of me that I call on you. So
to read... Which stop is it?
Bava and Beis. The general rule in the Gemara is that he who reads the letter should carry out the mission.
Oh.
Right? That's what Moshe says to Pinchas. Crying at the Igrisa.
You guys are the reason I cry myself to sleep at night.
Huh?
What?
I was just saying that they're the reason I cry myself to sleep at night.
Look, I could do it like a little thing and, you know, terrify you. But anyways, good. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Let's take it away.
Yibailuhu Natan May
Mai.
Yibailuhu, we bring up a... We have a contradiction. No.
Yibailuhu is a question.
We have a question. Nasavanatan regarding business. My, what is the halacha?
I mean, if he did the business, right? Right, I mean, past tense. He already did it.
So my doesn't mean in this case, what is the halacha?
No, it is. Nasavanatan is past tense, meaning he did, he engaged in business. Now, what's the halacha?
What's the halacha when he's already done business? Okay.
Correct. Can you or can you not use the object?
Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nasavanatan, bar doing business, asur. Is asur.
No, we know that doing the business is asur. If you already did it, the object is?
Doing business.
It's asur.
Reish
Lakish. Donya, coming around here.
Reish Lakish Omer, Nasavanatan, mutar. It's still referring to the past.
Correct. Same thing.
Etve Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. Etve is
challenged, asked, right? He challenged him.
Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish.
Yep.
Okay. Eidahu shell of De Kochavim. The days of worship of the idol worshippers, Nasavanatan, doing business, Asur. Mailahu, from what is the reason that you do not?
No, my love, isn't it referring to?
It's referring to lifnei edehen before the holiday. Lo edehen.
Lo, no, edehen dafka. So what? Now, according to the Bavli, what is clear? Right, Rashi. Is Rashi noted here? Yeah. Right, Rashi notes this. The Gemara's question is only about what?
Lifnei Eden.
But what does everyone agree to? Edehen is mutar. Right, meaning the assumption of the Bavli, which the Rishalmi rejects, right, is that no one thought it was mutar if you did business on Saturnalia itself.
Right.
Okay. What's against Saturnalia?
Just a holiday.
It's one of the holidays. I don't want to get into whether. I want to skip the question that we got into is Christiana Vodazara. The Gemara gives you a list of examples later on. One of them is Saturnia or Saturnalia in English. So Saturnalia.
One of the holidays you're not allowed to do business on.
Okay. Kalanda. It's another one. Okay. If you want, I can say Christmas or Easter.
We're just trying to
okay?
the whole
or Sunday, whatever you want. Sunday, Christmas, Valentine's, Halloween, whatever you want. Right?
Yeah.
None of that is making a halachic statement about it. But yeah. Saturnalia is definitely usher. So if you did business on Saturnalia, right, on Saturnia, so then you can't benefit. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say?
Rabbi Yochanan...
So what's his attempted proof?
Dafka.
Right. So his question is, right? Eidin shel chacham nasim nasim isurin. So he said, doesn't that mean lefnei eidin? Meaning, isn't that the whole Mishnah? I mean, not just the holiday, but the holiday and everything wrapped up with it from the Mishnah.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it's eidehen. How is the tea?
Fantastic.
Isn't it? Eidehen. I'm telling you, I should sell commercial slots on these recordings.
Where'd you buy the tea?
Exactly, right? They haven't paid me yet. I'm not giving them free commercial time here. Yeah. So.
Dafka?
So he says, no, maybe only on the day of the holiday.
Okay.
Fine.
Dafka, we have a question.
So Dilma or Ikadamri rather.
Ikadamri.
Some say.
That's what he means, Ikadamri. Some say,
right. So he said, some flip it. They said, Eisve, Reish Lakish, right. Reshim ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. The Reshim ben Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan, and he said,
challenge of Yochanan, Eidehen Shel of Dei Kochavim, the holidays of the idol worshippers, Nasa Venat, and doing business, Asur. It is Asur.
Doesn't that imply Eidehen in?
Eidehen Kri.
Eidehen in. In is yes. In Aramaic is yes.
Where?
Eidehen in.
Aleph Yud Nun.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's not Ain, it's
line,
in.
It was a line below. I was like reading
Eidehen. Eidehen Nun in. Lefnei Eidehen low.
Lefnei Eidehen low.
So the Gemara says no.
Tana Eidehen.
Right. Tana Eidi, the Eidi, Eidehen Karilei. The whole thing is holiday season. Right? It's all the holiday. Right? So the upshot of it is there's no proof in either direction. But there is a Braisa, Tanya Kavase de Reish Lakish. What does Tanya Kavase mean?
There's a Braisa is written.
Like him.
Like
De Reish Lakish.
Oh, that like written like Rabbi Reish Lakish. To Reish Lakish.
Kisha Amru Asur Vlasas Imahem.
So the Tet Imahem. It's Asur to ask and to give to with them. Lo Asur. Ella, rather. Bidavar Amit Kayem.
I mean, Ella can also mean accept, right? Not just rather. Rather doesn't fit in English, right? Ella. The Asura, they only prohibited, right? Ella Bidavar Amit Kayem with something that lasts.
It's only with something that lasts.
Bidavar she'eino miskayim.
But we speak that there isn't.
No, bidavar, a thing.
But with things that do not last. Lo afilu bidavar ha mitkayem. You do not.
No, low. It's not prohibited. Bafilu bidavar miskayim, and even if it's something that lasts, and therefore is.
Even if it's
prohibited,
and it's mutar. Business with its mutar.
Okay. Right, so we have this machlokas. According to the Bavli, everybody agrees that if you did business in the holiday itself, it is us. The machlokas of Reish Lakish is what about the days leading up to it. Now, I gave you a very technical Tosfos to read, not because I think it's like usually fascinating, but because sometimes the Tosfosim you need to read to get yourself reading are the technical ones. They force you to read very carefully. And the other one is because, you know, Psak is somewhat important. You know, as much as it's maybe less Lumdish fun, it's important. So, Tosfos, the Rishonim argue, who do we Paskin like? Okay, so what does Tosfos say?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, I love Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan?
because in the Gemara and Yevamos, it says there are three places that we pass in, like, Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan, and this is not one of the places listed.
Yeah.
And even if you want to say that the reason this isn't listed is because it brings a price that supports Reish Lakish, doesn't matter, because that's still just not how it works.
Correct, and he says that some of the other cases also have a price.
We had a price.
Exactly. So Tosa just says, look, we pass Rabbi Yochanan for a very, very simple reason. Right? The Gemara and Yevamos says, three. This isn't one of the three, and therefore it's not one of the three. It must be the other cases. It's pretty simple mathematics here, right? Three plus one would be more than three.
Ooh.
I know, it's very. It's like Tezos is an excellent.
I'm intrigued. Tezos
is an excellent mathematician.
Wonderful.
He's like three equals three, not four. So
right.
Yeah, that's all.
Be a fourth.
The problem is, who does Paskin like Reish Lakish?
Riff and the Rambam.
Riff and the Rambam and others, but that's a quite a big problem, right?
Right.
Remind me, by the way, who is the Riff?
Rabbi Shmuel Ben Friedman. No.
Close, but no.
Shmuel Finkelstein. I don't know.
Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Afez.
Fez.
Like the weird hat.
Yitzchak
Alfez. Alfasi. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Fez. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, where is Fez?
Fez is Persian?
I feel like I could say anything and you guys will just say it.
No, I don't think it's Persian, that's why. It's Moroccan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's North Africa, yes. Yes. Correct. So the Riff is.
Come on, you're cheating and using AllTorah right now. AllTorah.org.
No, I'm giving you the whole. I'm going to give you the whole thing here.
Speaking of,
I'm going to give you the whole thing.
For those of you listening to this recording, AllTorah.org is an amazing.
He is Isaac ben Jacob Alfasi HaKohen, also known as the Alfasi or Riff, was an Algerian Talmudist and posek in matters of halakha. He's better known for his work of halakha, the legal code. He's best known for his work of halakha, the legal code, Sefer HaHalachot. Yes. This is the first fundamental work in halakhic literature. He was born in the Algerian city of Kalat Beni Hamad, but spent the majority of his career in Fez, and therefore is known as Alfasi. Good. Now, he has a student named Rabbi Yosef Ibn Megaz, as Sephardi, well, the Sephardim will say, or Ashkenazim, who will mispronounce it, will say the Rumigash.
That's true.
But Yosef Ibn Megaz,
let's just go with the Rimagash.
Who had a student named Maimon, who had a son named Moshe Ben Maimon, right? Also known as the Rambam, right? So the Rambam. What?
Is he important?
Mildly. The Nesher Hagadol, the great eagle of, right? Okay, so the Rambam.
Riff was before the Rambam?
Yes, he was born in 1013. The Rambam is born in 1140, dies in 1205.
So who are the main... Aren't there these three main poskim?
What?
Sorry. It's making a stupid joke, because it sounded like you're saying times.
Weren't there three main poskim that gave their opinions? And it was like two were actually Sfarad and one was Ashkenaz?
I see what you're doing here.
Rabbi Yosef Karo... Rabbi Yosef Karo... Correct. Rabbi Yosef, I assume what you mean is Rabbi Yosef Karo, in formulating Shulchan Aruch, relied on the majority of two out of three positions, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. They did not live at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Right? He just took these three shitot, and then he weighed them, and he said, okay, I'm going to paskin based on two of three. Why was that unfair, as the Rambam notes? Because the Rambam, 90% of the time, paskins like the Rif, because he's a Talmud of a Talmud of a Talmud. It's rigged, right? It's rigged. That's not how you do things. Oh, it's two out of three!
Right, the
ruling. Usually they two of them always did the same thing.
The ruling was always
so we're always gonna Paskin Sfardi. Surprise! Rabbi Yosef Karo is gonna Paskin Sfardi. No wonder the Ashkenazim didn't like it. That's not the point.
Ashkenazim don't like this period.
So good.
I don't know, sometimes your food's good.
So what the Rishonim and the Achronim try to figure out is, okay, why then did the Rambam and the Riff seem to break the rules of the Gemara and Yevamos, especially since the Sfardim especially were obsessed with the Kol Psak.
What?
Rules of Psak.
Oh.
Right, rules of Psak. They are, Ad Hayom, Sfardi Poskim are very into these things. Okay. So, I gave you here a summary from the Masifta. I'm going to run through it. I don't think you need to know this in depth.
You're going to run through it? Sorry.
Oh, God.
Someone call the pun police.
Yeah, exactly.
The Gemara pun police, that is.
Yeah.
The joke wasn't so funny.
The joke police is funnier than
that. Okay, meta puns. Yay. Okay, so the Ravya, so if you just go through it quickly, the Ravya tells you that he just says, look, listen, he just says, look, the list of three is only when it was not a machlokas tanoim. Right, when we say we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that's only when it's only a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Not, it was a machlokas tanoim. If it's a machlokas tanoim, so then, right, the Amoraim were just weighing in. Right, what he's saying is when it's their own machlokas,
right,
then we always preference Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish.
Is one of the reasons you gave on the bat that you're telling
me? Yes, I'm going through them right now. Right?
What number was it?
This is one. I'm going through them in order. I'm going through them in order.
You translated that one bad.
Okay. And he's right. I mean, it's very simple, right? It's right. Like, look, lidugma. It would be like, let's say that Ray Ginsburg and Reb Chaim Ozer would have a machlokas about something.
You always follow
right?
Reb Chaim Ozer.
Fine.
No, I'm just
no.
Adding to it.
No, that's not what I was about to say.
Oh.
What I was about to say is, let's say that I don't know. I'm going to pick a name out of a hat. Let's say Yaakov takes the position of Chaim Ozer, and that was very picked out of a hat. And anybody else takes the position of Ginsburg. So what are you going to say if someone says, you know, who is it a machlokas between? They're not going to say it's a machlokas between Yaakov and Shimon. Let's say,
no,
right?
They'll say Ray Ginsburg
and you know, and whatever. So Yaakov follows from Chaim Ozer, and Shimon follows Ray Ginsburg. But very random. But we're going to be mityaches to the machlokas as the machlokas of the bigger people, right? Upon which the positions were based. So the Ravya said the same thing is true of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are important, but if they're just taking sides in a earlier machlokas, so when we say we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Reish Lakish, that would be a misnomer. Right? We're not really paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're paskining like the Tana that they paskin like, and therefore it's an exception to the rule. That's the Ravya.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. The Tosas Rid pushes it a little bit farther, and the Tosas Rid said, look, it's more than that. What would have happened if Rabbi Yochanan had seen the Braisa? So normally, what happens in the Gemara when an Amora has a position, and then they pull a Braisa out of a hat, and they say, hey, right, did you see this? Right? Surprise, the Tanaim disagree with you.
You got me.
So what do? They say, oh, you're right, the Tanaim disagree with me, then I'm wrong. Right? Now, of course, this was possible because Braisos were Baal Peh, so it could be you just didn't know about it. Right? So they'll say, look, I thought this, but if the Tanaim were greater than me thought that, then I'll change my mind. Right? So the Tosas Rid says, wait a second. It's more than what the Ravya says. What's really going on? Rabbi Yochanan himself, had he known there was a Braisa, would have just said, I give up. Right? So there's no real machlokas. What is there? The Reish Lakish who got it right, and Rabbi Yochanan who didn't have the information. If he had the information, he would have backed down.
Not
right?
Nope, not
okay, that's the Rid.
Nope.
Others say they just say that look, it was we only counted machlokot that don't have a brisa to support it. Yeah, and he says, you know, it's true that the Gemara in Yevamos, one of the examples, all said a Braisa. But he said, so what? So the Gemara there is listing three. And those are the only machlokot where there's no Braisa, or maybe there even is a Braisa, for Rabbi Yochanan, where we pass on Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't mean there are other cases where Reish Lakish lines up with a Braisa and we don't paskin like him. Right? We weren't getting into every case, meaning if Reish Lakish has a Tana to support him, so we paskin like him sometimes. Not a big Chiddush, so we didn't list it in Yevamos, big deal.
So what do you mean that he has no Braisa into it?
Because sometimes they just argue without, right? Sometimes people argue based on earlier sources. Sometimes they don't. They just have a machlokes. So the summary sharon would say, look, when the Gemara and Yevamos said that we pass on Reish Lakish, it was when they were arguing them among themselves. Not when Reish Lakish has a brisa to support him.
Yeah.
If he can pull out the big gun, so then, fine, we pass on like him.
Oh,
fine.
So the rule of the three is only for when it's just an argument between them. Not when he has a bright. Not when
correct.
He has
a brighter. The Ra'a. The Ra'a has an even more, what we'll say, a balabatish answer. The Ra'a says, look, rules aren't rules. Get over it. Okay, we said three. We meant four. Okay. Don't
that is
shoot me.
Horrible.
Just shoot me. Whatever.
That's
you know. Yeah. Fine.
I'm not into that at all. I don't even like. What? Seriously?
That's what he says. Rules are meant to be broken. Is that?
No. He's just saying. Okay. So he said three. It meant four. It meant five. Who cares? Whatever.
We miscounted.
The Gra is a very very. Is a very sort of historical answer. He has a very historical answer.
Got to not sit there.
The Gra says, look, the Gra says, you have to remember chronologically that Rava, the Gemara in Yavamo says that Rava said that we paskin like Reish Lakish three times.
Someone else says
me. No. So the Gra says maybe this Gemara is by Ravina and Ravashi. It's just a later stage in the Gemara. So Rava didn't know.
Oh.
I mean, Rava said of the Machloko that I know about, right? Remember, not every Amora knew everything that everyone else had said. So Rava said of the Machloko that I know, we paskin Reish Lakish only three times. But there are other Machloko that were discovered, right? Ravina and Ravashi knew. And there we sometimes paskin like Reish Lakish. Okay. The one second.
Let me get my sheet.
Okay, the Murmuri Sada has a slight twist on this, which also has to do with whether you have a brisa supporting him, and he says this is like very, very right. He says maybe this is like I don't know what to do with this exactly. He says, look, maybe there are only three times where we pass like Rava without a brisa. One of the cases in Yavamos, he did have a brisa. Rava didn't know about that brisa, so he came up without a brisa. Here he knew of the brisa, so he was saying it. What?
How could he do that?
What do you mean?
Made up his own brisa.
No, he didn't. He didn't know about the brisa.
Ah.
I mean, he didn't know about it. Right? He came up with the shita by himself. Right? I mean, he didn't know all brisa. So he said, it's three times that we paskin like Reish Lakish based on shita that he came up with himself, even if it happens to be a brisa. But there are cases where he based himself directly on a brisa, and that doesn't count. Okay, again,
doesn't count?
Because it doesn't count in the group of three. I don't know. Who cares? Good, thank you.
I have a question.
Okay, one second. And the Binyan Yeshua has a bit of a weird thing, and he just says, look, we only say we possibly like Reish Lakish over Rava when we're absolutely sure what the Shitot are, but while the Bavli is sure that the Machlokes means that Rabbi Yochanan forbids the days before the holiday and the holiday, and Rava forbids the holiday but permits the days before the holiday, in the Yerushalmi, the Machlokes is about the day of the holiday itself. And therefore he's saying, you can only say a rule when it's clear what we're even talking about. But floating around in Chazal, it wasn't even clear.
It wasn't considered under those
right?
three.
Now that just that reiterates the point that I made before, right? Which is that, again, the Yerushalmi, unlike the Bavli, is open to the possibility that even on the day of the holiday, what you did business with will be permitted. Okay? Now, like I said, I'm not pretending. I am not. Let me be totally honest with you, right? I am not pretending that we did for the last 20 plus minutes was like exciting. I know it was not, right? I gave it to you because, like I said, first of all, I wanted you to read Tosfos, right? And I wanted and the Rambam and the Rif. And second of all, you know, there are parts of Gemara that are not super exciting, right? Sometimes, especially in Psak, it's cheshbening, right? It's cheshbening. So I wanted to give it to you. Okay, fine, but. Now we can move on. Yes, Max, before we move on.
I don't understand. Amorim came after Yehuda Anasi, right?
Correct.
So how did they not have all the sources?
Because the prices were in Denver, Yehuda Anasi.
Who wrote down the prices?
Chia.
When was that?
I'm sure, Chia. A little bit later. They're... As my wife put it, the Bryces are outtakes.
Why did
he feel sad if he's going to record you deep?
Because they're outtakes.
So why do we even care about them?
We care about them, but not as much as we care about Mishnayot.
Yeah, that was all recorded. Yes.
That's all it is. That's what it is.
Guys, I'm just kidding.
We care about them. We just don't care about them as much as Mishnahs, but we do care about them. They're the Mishnahs that didn't make it into the Mishnah. Okay. Fine. Now let's get to a little bit of the conceptual meat here in the sugya. Let's get a little bit of the conceptual meat in the sugya. Okay.
Yeah, for all idolaters, does it apply?
Ooh.
Good question.
Yes. Now, so let's try to formulate it. Now tell me, why should it be that the business that we do, that not only should we also do business, but the objects of the business would now be prohibited by Hana, right? Well, why would you say that's true?
I feel like solitude already happens.
What?
I feel like having gotten to the end of the sources,
you shouldn't benefit from getting the over.
Right, so one possibility is that it's just about Isurin.
Right.
Right, meaning you shouldn't benefit from having, right, lo de chote niskar. Right, meaning you sinned, you shouldn't benefit, so we punish you. Right, so we punish you. That's possibility one.
Or the money or the thing takes on the status of calendar, what term we used yesterday, but Mammon Avodah Zarah or something.
Yeah, right? So one way is to say, look, this is just a punishment. You shouldn't have done it, and now to dissuade you from ever doing it again, we make sure that you can't benefit from it, right? You did something wrong, you pay the consequences, you don't benefit, Zeo, move on. Right?
Yes.
The other is to say that no. Right? The reason is because this object was now involved in an Avodah Zarah-esque transaction, right? One which might lead to money which is going to be used for Avodah Zarah. And what we did there Rabbanan was we said, okay, well, actual Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana. You can't benefit from Avodah Zarah.
Right.
So you also can't benefit from this object that is sort of Avodah Zarah-esque. It was involved in it. Okay. Lamai nafkamina. Give me a few potential nafkaminas.
Is it nafkamina in English?
Can other people use lamai?
Right, so one possibility. Okay, one more time, Nachum. Right, Nachum.
Yeah. Sorry, it's about Shabbos.
Yeah, but... Okay. So, again, is it that, right, would you say that the reason it might be prohibited to use this stuff is because we punish you? Look, we don't want you to do it. You did it, so we're going to dissuade you. Right? Or do we say it's more than that? The way we do it is not by just, you know, slapping you on the wrist and saying, okay, you can't use it now. But it is by saying, look, something that was actually used for Avodah Zarah is also Bahana. You can't benefit from it. And since you were involved in a transaction that enabled Avodah Zarah, the money from that transaction...
I see how this...
Yeah, that was my question. How is it relevant? Good. What, Lamai Nafkamina? What...
The crosses. How they used to sell crosses.
Oh, you mean you see how this is relevant nowadays?
No, how is relevant it nowadays
was,
and...
I mean, yes, they tried to sell crosses. That was one of the many things involved. But now, before we get to the application, I want to say, conceptually, what is the difference between that?
Between what?
So one possibility is whether someone else can use it. So...
Could you give it to
what me? Is the... So what is the majority position?
No.
Yes.
Majority position is that it can be used. Why? Who says that? Who did I give you who said it? It's more than one person, but who says it? Who did I give you? Come on.
The Ritva.
The Ritva! Right? And the Ritva says explicitly. Right? What does he say? It's Asur because of...
Kenas.
We punished you. We fined you. You did something wrong.
So
we fine you. Right? And that's it. Right? We fine you. Okay. One second. But here's a problem. Okay? According to the Bavli, everyone agrees that if you did business on the holiday itself, it's usher. The only question is about the 3 days in anticipation of the holiday. So why would Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about that? Meaning we have to sharpen it a bit.
Perhaps we should look at Rambam and Rabbi Shlomo.
No, before we get there, I'm asking you within the Ritva. I'm asking you. Right, the Ritva says that, listen, the Ritva says what? That everybody agrees that on the day of the holiday, it's usher.
Right.
The machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is do we fine you for the 3 days before?
Right, so if it's so, 3 plus 1, then there's 4 days that
you need. Yeah, okay, but the machlokas is whether any of the anticipatory days get the Isser, but why?
Does the anticipatory days take on the status of their holiday as well, or not?
Yeah. You could just say it's technical. Look, right? Like, you could just say it's technical, meaning everyone agrees that if you did, the holiday is clearly the worst, right? You do business on the holiday, that's like the worst sin. And then we like tack on a few days, which are like Gzeira Atu, right? So, according to the Ritva, I think the most balabatish way of saying it would just be that what? He'll say, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan will say, look, it's usher to do business on the holiday, it's usher to do business before the holiday.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. It's all Osir. And Reish Lakish. So what about Reish Lakish? That's only Rabbi Shmuel. It's only Rabbi Shmuel. Let's leave Rabbi Shmuel out for a minute. Right? And Reish Lakish will say what? So how? So Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. Because what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? You did something Osir, we punish you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? According to Reish Lakish.
It's like, they're just kind of like three extra days.
We didn't get to that yet.
Oh.
I mean, we did, but that's not what I was asking. According to Reish Lakish, why is it mutter?
They don't take the same status.
Yeah. I mean, Reish Lakish, you could just say this very simply. Reish Lakish will say, look, I get it. I understand that you're not allowed to do business on their holiday, and I understand you're not allowed to do business before their holiday. But come on. Right? The holiday is worse, and therefore, so I make it totally usher the days before. I don't want you to do it, but you don't do it, okay? Like, It's what's done is done, let's move on, right? You could say it very simply.
In other words, if you do it, it doesn't really, it's not so bad.
No, it is bad, it's just there's no consequences. Yeah. No, it is bad, there's just no consequences.
Doing something wrong.
He's strict, no, yeah, but he's strict, but not that's so strict.
I mean, yes, I mean, but it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one way of reading it.
It's all over there, but
now, and then you have in the Yerushalmi will say, right, no, right, even be Yom Eidam.
Right,
it's mutter, like whatever. Okay, the whole thing. Give me a more lumdish formulation, right? Which may or may not be true, but formulate it. Let's try a different distinction. How else might you explain this? How can you explain differently Reish Lakish's position that it's only usher on the day of the holiday, but not in anticipation?
To change that.
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. What might you say?
Don't take on any form of like. Don't take on any form of like status of anything. It's just.
And the day of the holiday.
The day of the holiday is their actual holiday.
Right. Meaning, there's another way of saying it, which is no. Right. Reish Lakish will tell you, look, if you do business on Christmas, right, this is a Christmas sale.
This you cannot do.
So that might actually be like Avodah Zarah-esque, right? You look at it and you say, right. I mean, just think about it simply. Right, if you go and you knock on your neighbor's door, right, December 24th, you know, Leil Christmas, right? You knock and they're having their Sudas Yontif, right? And you hand them a present and say Merry Christmas, right? So that is, in no uncertain terms, a Christmas present. But if I give my mailman a present on December 22nd,
right,
you know, I give them an end of year thing.
It could be that it's Christmas.
So you could say, Yesh Ladun. It looks sort of like a Christmas present, but it's sort of like an end of year present.
The Yochanan on the other hand would say, no, these two
right,
so, are now, this is like part of their right,
own. Correct. But so, but.
Sale or a sale that happens around the
right.
Christmas.
So it could be that that's what Reish Lakish is getting at. Reish Lakish might be saying, look, I don't want you to do business on the holiday, and I want you to do business before the holiday.
Right.
But if you do business on the holiday, that's like knocking on your neighbor's door and giving him a Christmas present December 24th, but Erev, hanging on his tree and saying Merry Christmas. That, not only is it usher, but like you look at it and you're like, that's, you know, there's something, like the object is like Avodah Zarah-esque, right? The days in advance, you'd say, look, I get it, you shouldn't have done it, but maybe it's not Avodah Zarah. So that it would be another way, I think, of justifying, right, the position. Now, it's a little bit hard because, right, the second, the real nafkamina of the Ritva is, right, the Ritva holds that it's only usher to the guy who did the business, not anybody else. Because the Ritva holds that the Isser does not inhere in the object.
Right.
In here, we're good?
Yeah, in here?
Yes, in here. You know, like the word inherent?
Okay, yeah.
So in here is the verb form of inherent. I know it's not used as often as the noun form of inherent. Sorry, adjectival form.
Adjectival form.
Right, of inherent. But
I honestly thought
in here
is here the first time.
No, in here is
like,
the...
It's in here.
No, in here is a verb.
Okay.
The verb form of inherent. Anyways. Fine. Let me... Now, the Orza Rua, I've seen quoted, and I'm not sure that people are right in how they quote him, okay? The Orza Rua, I've seen quoted as saying that a second possible nafkamina, which is maybe the Isser Hana'a, right, the Isser of benefit, will only take effect on a case where the non-Jew you're dealing with is a known idolater. But if he's not a known idolater, so then you might not be able to do business with him because he might be an idolater, but what? But there'd be no Isser Hana'a.
Yeah.
Now, based on that way of quoting the Orza Rua, what does that interpretation of the Orza Rua seem to be getting at? Right? Again, that what would make it usur? Not just a stomp punishment,
right,
but what? That it becomes a davar avodah zarah. Right? I mean, when people quote the Orza Rua that way and they say, look, if the guy is an Ovid avodah zarah, you know he is, so then not only is it usur to do business, but the object is usur. If you're not sure, so don't do business, but it's not usur. I don't actually, I'm not sure that's what he says. Right? If you look at the Orza Rua in number 3, he said, I think he's just saying the same as Tosfos, right? He says, Miu anan kaimalan deshari lasiv lasiz imoim. We hold it's mutter do business with them. I feel biyom chagam. Even on their holiday, mishum evak the bishul el. Avo biyom eidam asir begoy de kimlan begave de polach lavo de zara bevadai. And on their holiday, it's asir if you know that he does avo de zara. Avo stam goy, I feel biyom chago, shari lasiv lasiz imo. So I'm pretty sure he's just saying the exact same thing as all the other Ashkenazim, which is nowadays the Christians aren't of Deva Dezara, they're not real idolaters or something like that. You know, I'm not sure he's saying something Mechudash, he might be. I'm not convinced. Okay, but the majority position is that when whatever exactly you think the Isser is, the Isser only applies to the person who did the business. Who disagrees or raises the possibility that this might not be true. Thank you. Right, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Sefer Avodat Avodah, which is his parish on Masechet Avodah Zarah. Okay? So if you look over here, he says, Yesh
l'savek... Walk away to put your mug in the sink. Yeah, that was a call out. Come sit back down and wait till she was over.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm glad that's on record, Shimon.
It's gonna be funny. Look, people need to laugh.
Yes, they do.
They need the
comedy. So they do. So Shlomo Kluger.
It's so funny.
So Shlomo Kluger says Yesh l'zavek. It's a zavek, but Feirish Inyan Zeh. Im Hakavana Da'asel Chalalam Nekulam Akansu Kmo B'Chamet Shavar Lava Pesach Shekansu Hov Avar Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze V'Lav L'Didei Levad Kansu Alokulayam Akansu Im Kenu Adin B'Chomer Avodazor Asu Ken. Shlomo Kluger says that there is another halacha that we have called Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is, what does it also do with Chametz on Pesach?
Eat it.
Eat it or?
See it.
See it or?
Find it
or?
Sell it
or benefit from it, right? That's Chametz and Pesach, right? We know this?
Kind of implied that. You're benefiting.
No, but not only selling. Benefit implies selling. Selling does not imply benefit, right? That's a normal rule, right? Fruits imply apple. Apple does not imply fruit. Yes? Good. Right?
Yes.
That's me, all right, so. Mi dirabanan. Now this is my chlokes in the Gemara, but the way we pasken, mi dirabanan, there's a separate halacha called Chamei Shavara Lava Pesach. What does Shavara Lava Pesach mean?
That is before Pesach.
No, Shavara Lava Pesach.
Existed.
Before.
The Pesach has passed over it.
Oh, so like it
pun
existed
on not only half intended.
Like what you sell,
right?
Like what you sold to the goy.
No, existed.
No,
like it was there.
Like Chamei that you owned the Isur.
So, like, yeah, the chewy bar you found in the back of your car that you thought you threw out, you thought you...
Or you just have comments in your house. You didn't do anything with it. It just sat there. Pesach came and you didn't bother to get rid of the loaf of bread sitting on your table. Right? Okay? So, Chamech Avrelava Pesach, Midrabanan, is Usser. The standard psak, as the Rambam mentions, is who is it Usser for?
Is it Usser for us? All Jews.
All Jews, even not the Jew who left it over. And even if... Did you look at the Rambam?
Yeah.
Yeah? Even if what?
What about the...
Did you... About Chametz. The Rambam I gave you in Chametz or Matzah. Did you look
no,
it up?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so why did you say yes?
No, I thought you meant about yesterday.
No, the one I put on the sheet.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Even if Pesach was over.
The second one on the sheet. So the Rambam says that it's Usser... I mean, it's Usser after Pesach. That's the Chametz over Pesach. But it's Usser for everybody, not only the person who left it over, and it's Usser... Even if you left it over by accident, and even if you left it over by onus, meaning an inescapable accident.
What's an inescapable accident?
I was on my way home, and I was on a cruise 3 months before Pesach. I had plenty of time to get home for Pesach, and then my cruise got stranded on a desert island for 6 months, right? And I was, and we were all living on some place until we got saved, and I get home, and it's Erev Tisha B'Av, right? And I see that there is a
load of chametz.
Chametz sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I need this for my to eat before the fast. And then we say, I'm sorry, I understand it wasn't your fault.
But sorry.
But too bad, right? You have to get rid of it, right? Or the guy was in, or whatever, the guy was in a coma. I don't, right? Come up with a case, doesn't matter.
You have to burn all the chametz.
Yes, you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it, right?
House of chametz.
Here's the kasha. Guys, here's the problem. The Rambam calls it a kenas. A kenas is a fine. But what does a fine normally mean?
You just pay it off and you're done.
No, you did something.
It usually means that who do we punish?
The guy.
The criminal. And when do we punish him?
When he did it. What do you mean?
If he did it, if he can be blamed.
Why?
Right? Meaning, we punish him if he did something wrong of his own volition. Right? He meaning he intended to do it. But in a secular court of law, no one would ever say, we are going to penalize you for not paying your taxes, even though we know you were in a coma for the last 3 years. But that's your problem, right? That's your problem, right? You didn't realize that we'd started paying you disability, and now you have to pay taxes on your disability? Right? A normal court of law would say, you know, we won't charge you the fines for the last 3 years. We won't throw you in jail for tax evasion.
You were in a coma, but you're going to jail for tax.
Right? No one's
going
to say that. Right? No one's going to say that. Right? So tell me. Right? So how could it be? How could it be that we call chametz over Pesach? The fact that we forbid chametz even after Pesach, a kenas, even though we forbid it to everybody, and we forbid it even if it was a total accident.
Did we already say why this relates to what we're talking about with Avodah Zarah? The comments say.
One second. Now, I did give you Rabbeinu Manoach. Okay. I gave you Rabbeinu Manoach because Rabbeinu Manoach is not clear that he's not sure this is true. Right, he thinks that even by chametz on Pesach, this may not be true. That chametz on Pesach may only be, right? Where we get it? It is the equal unit between chametz and shor of Pesach. Shu also fill by na. Shu gnaz all bar of Israel. Israel acher shlo bar of mahu. Right, he raises this as a question. He's not sure, right, that this is true. It might not be usher to everybody else. Okay, he's not sure about that. But the standard psak position is... I gave you Rabbi Noach just to know that that's out there. Right? But the standard position is like the Rambam. So tell me, what type of kenas is this? Right? I mean, how can you call this a punishment if I'm going to punish you, even if you really tried not to, right? You were in a coma, you mom had no choice, right? and I'm going to punish the whole world. Right? Not only can you not eat the chametz, but the whole world can't eat the chametz. Right? So why would you say that that's us, sir?
It's a sword to give the fine, or it's a sword just the...
No, why would I say that that we apply this? Why would I say that the food is now asur for everybody forever?
It's to not let any, so there's no exceptions.
Yeah, but it's a pretty easy exception. You could just say...
It's the idea of leniency. Like,
why would I... Well, why don't I have the normal leniency? Why is chametz so crazy chamur?
Then people could start giving excuses.
The guy says, I was in a coma. You can give a list of legitimate excuses and illegitimate.
Yeah, of course, I'm not saying it'd be as strict as it as
it's the not just about coma him. Case. It's not about him. It's about the food being in his rishus.
Correct. So what do you see? Right. The simplest understanding is that chametz shaver lava pesach. The nature of the kenas isn't just like a slap on the wrist.
Right.
You did something wrong. I punish you. It's how did we formulate the kenas? We said like this on Pesach. Chametz is asur b'hana, midaraisa. Chametz avara lava pesach means that on a dirabanan level, what do? We maintain the isurim on chametz forever. Meaning any chametz that on Pesach was owned by a Jew, we sort of freeze it in time. And now whatever isurim applied on Pesach apply for all of eternity. And therefore, you're right. The guy who was in a coma, it's not his fault. But the reality is, if you had gone over to the guy in a coma's house on Pesach and taken his cereal and said, right, oh, I'm going to sell this for him because he's in a coma, you can't do it. Meaning it's asur b'hana objectively. It doesn't matter. His fault, not his fault, doesn't matter. So the simplest way, I think, of explaining chametz shaver lava pesach is that sometimes we formulate kenas, formulate a punishment, not just as a slap on the wrist.
But it's like an intrinsic...
Yeah, we give it a status, right? In this case, we treat it as chametz forever, right? So Shlomo Kluger says, and now coming back to our sugya, Shlomo Kluger says, I know that the Ritva and the Rishon, most of the Rishonim say that by the things you did business with on Jews on Pesach. On Pesach. Now I'm totally confused. Right? The things that you did on their holidays.
Right.
I'll justify myself. I'm confused because Pesach and Easter are always the same time.
Oh, there he goes. There it is.
Oh, you know that's true, right? Historically. No. It used to always be. And then they changed it because they want to rely on our calendar. Right? Okay. I'm going to open a parenthesis here because this is important to know. Because as Shimon knows, now, this is my educational philosophy, right? I will teach you things by throwing them out as if they were tangents when they're sort of not. One second. The Gemara, people will sometimes say that they don't understand Yom Tov Sheni, right? Why don't we understand? Why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni was because they weren't sure what day the holiday was. But nowadays we have a calendar. Why do I have to keep 2 days? And you'll tell them, well, the Gemara says, because maybe one day that there'll be a Gzeira, and people will forget what day the holiday is, and therefore they will need to keep a second day to make sure that they don't violate Yom Tov. Right? So people will often say, that'll never happen. How bad could the decrees be that we wouldn't know when Yom Tov is? Except Constantine, like the emperor, right, was so annoyed at some point that non-Jews were relying on the Jewish calendar because Pesach was always Easter. Easter was always Pesach because Easter commemorates, right, which is around what? The Last Supper before he dies. And the Last Supper was the Seder. Right? The Last Supper of Jesus was the Seder. And therefore Pesach and Easter were always at the same time. He was so angry that the Christians were relying on the Jews that what did he do? And I think it's the Second Lateran Council. Right? He made a Gzeira that you aren't allowed to use the Jewish calendar. Right? Meaning this isn't theoretical. The Gemara knew that this was a thing that was happening. Right? Like, it's not like theoretical. They were smart people. Okay? Close parentheses. So Shlomo Kluger asked, and he says, maybe the Ritva is wrong. The Ritva assumes that the kenas is like a normal kenas. It's a slap on the wrist, so it's only us or the person who did the business. But it's mutter to everybody else. But maybe it's like Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach. What is Shlomo Kluger clearly assuming? That what's the nature of the kenas?
It's like the same kind of kenas that the Rambam was saying. It's like this big kenas.
And
money,
what is it?
Money's taking on an intrinsic value.
Exactly. Right? Shlomo Kluger is playing with the possibility that maybe the objects that were involved in this business with Avodah Zarah, the nature of the kenas is not just I punish the guy who sinned, but rather because it was involved in a transaction that led to Avodah Zarah, it becomes a chefetz shel Avodah Zarah, right? An object of Avodah Zarah, an object of like, and the normal halacha is that an object of Avodah Zarah is usur to everybody, always, or at least until it's mevutal, even if it's not your fault. I mean, it's not your fault. Meaning, right?
If it's not your fault, you're still
what? That's my point, and that's what Shlomo Kluger is asking. Shlomo Kluger says, just because something is a kenas doesn't mean that the Ritva is right, that it's only usur to the person who violated, because we have other precedent, like Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach, where instead of formulating the kenas as a slap on the wrist, we formulate it as we give it the status of chametz, and therefore it's also forever to everybody. And Avodah Zarah, you could do the same thing, right? And then he notes it makes sense to do it with Avodah Zarah. Why? Because in general, where do you find more machmir derabanans? By strict halacha, like chametz. What's even stricter than chametz on Pesach? Avodah Zarah. Hint. Avodah Zarah. Right, Avodah Zarah is the strictest of the strict of the strict of the strict of the strict. Right, in Torah, there's like strict, and then super strict, and super super strict, and super 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 strict, and then there's Avodah Zarah, right, which is like sui generis. Right, it is sui generis is unique. Right, it's the most strict thing in Kol HaTorah Kula. Period. End of story. Right. So Shlomo Kluger says, if we have a model by chametz, so maybe it's true by Avodah Zarah. Now again, the majority position is this not true. The majority position is like the Ritva, that the nature of the kenas is simply a slap on the wrist, and therefore it only applies on the day of, to the person who violated the Isser, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether it's the day of the Isser only, or even the 3 days before, Machlokes how we paskin. The Yerushalmi thinks that everyone agrees it's mutter in the 3 days before, the Machlokes is the day of the holiday itself. But Rav Shlomo Kluger does raise the possibility, which that maybe the nature of this kenas is not just slap on the wrist, but it's actually giving it a status of a desire or something like that, like chametz on Pesach, which would explain why it might be also to others. But again, that's basically rejected lahalacha. Majority position seems to be that
rejects the halacha.
It's rejected lahalacha, meaning the shitas yachid. Okay, be seder.